This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alex Jones here, and we are covering Super Tuesday, Part 2, they're now calling it, with Idaho, Mississippi, Michigan, and Hawaii, all in the mix, the big prize obviously being Michigan. Trump is way ahead there, but the media is already spinning it that he is a loser if he doesn't have a giant majority. Well, he's set to get that. And we see Marco Rubio, little Marco, the establishment golden boy, the elephant that had ears that could fly, sinking into the morass. And we see John Kasich picking up a few of his points because he's seen more of a moderate. The big news is the Washington Post, more than 2 weeks after we broke it, has a story that's up on DrudgeReport.com. Now, Drudge's credit, he was linked the night we put the report out to our story, and that's why it was forced out in the media. That's what the new media does, is we force the dinosaur media to do its job occasionally. We make the prostitute media occasionally remember what it was 30, 40, 50 years ago and had some integrity at times. And it's all being reported. The secret meeting with the Koch brothers, the secret meeting 2 weeks ago, secret meetings in Silicon Valley with the billionaires and with Karl Rove, all scheming at these different meetings how to raise hundreds of millions of dollars more to defeat Trump, but also how to steal it at the broker convention. When we come back from break, we're going to go over the Washington Post article where they openly say, plot to take it at the convention. Now, remember, we were crazy conspiracy theorists 6 months ago when Richard Reeves and I and Roger Stone warned of this first on air. And then we were even crazier 2 weeks ago. The conspiracy theorists are at it again, saying that the NSA is spying on you and saying Obamacare rips you off and saying they're coming for the guns and everything else they've been trying. Saying that they've created massive trillions in derivatives and signed our children and us onto it. No, the truth is we're just realists that actually do our research and that aren't scared to cover the real issues. That's why you see Newt Gingrich coming out saying secret societies run the government and Donald Trump's not part of them. That's why you see the Washington Post admitting that Scalia died as part of a secret society operation. Oh, nothing sinister there. That's why you see another big article about Guccifer, the hacker, being brought back to the United States. And it turns out he's a listener. That's been in the foreign press. When he hacked into all these government computers, he said it was like the Illuminati. Secret cabals, the Bilderberg group running everything. And it's when he reported that they arrested him. And now they're bringing him back here. And David Knight wants to interview Guccifer. So do I. Guccifer, if your lawyers aren't complete tools, which I'm sure they're not, and if folks in the prison you're going to be held, I know they're trying to put you in solitary, can get a message, or if jail guards that are patriots can get you a message, we want to have you on the show. We will also be happy to publish statements. I know they're trying to censor you, saying you have sensitive information, secret information, yeah, that can expose the criminals. Guccifer, we want to communicate with you. So InfoWars is here, and that's why all the big whistleblowers come to InfoWars, whether it's William Binney, former head of technical at the NSA, or whether it was we were the first interview when he was on the run with John McAfee and countless others. You can trust us. We know what you're saying is the truth. It's already been documented that your hacks were real. We understand your courage. We understand what you've gone through. You're a hero, and we salute you, sir. We're going to break down that article as well when we come back on the other side of this break that we're accelerating towards. Also, we have Democratic Party operatives on CNN saying Trump will institute internment camps and suspend habeas corpus. David Knight is coming up, and I'll be live as well coming up at the noontime hour with David Knight. So all this and more straight ahead. Again, I am here in town, but working on some family issues and also getting a lot of other technical stuff set up. So it's a working staycation. That's my vacations as I stay and take care of all my other issues. And I love it. I'm not complaining. We'll be back after break. I'm Alex Jones, and this is the front lines of the human awakening. This is the InfoWar.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Bad news, Americans. You're probably stockpiling for a disaster all wrong. When the big one comes, you'll need more than that poisonous, oversalted survival food you now see everywhere. There are three vital things that your survival food is missing, and it's the first thing to disappear from grocery stores. Go to superfoodradio.com now to see my story of how I nearly died when I was forced to live on a popular survival food. That's superfoodradio.com, and I'll show you how everything you've been told about survival food is dead wrong. Go to superfoodradio.com now.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome. It is March 8th on this Tuesday worldwide broadcast in the year 2016. I'm your host, Alex Jones. David Knight is coming up at the bottom of the hour. He'll be riding shotgun with me today, and I'll be live via Skype in the second hour as well, and the fourth hour is coming up. It's a really jam-packed four-hour worldwide transmission. Thank you so much for joining us. Obviously, it's Super Tuesday 2, they're calling it. The key states of Michigan's the big prize, then Mississippi, Idaho, and Hawaii. Of course, most delegates are in Michigan. And that showcases everything Trump's been talking about, the one-sided trade deals to deindustrialize the United States and bring us to our knees in a global system. That is admittedly, again, what globalism is. Private corporate megabanks and the companies and systems they buy up and control, buying off governments and having them basically transfer their power, their wealth to offshore multinationals who are waging war against not just nation states, but individuals and the human condition itself, setting themselves up as the new royalty where they are exempt. And I say this thousands of times because it's the key to everything, where they are exempt from the taxes, the regulations, and the laws they pass and foist on us. The ultimate form of discrimination. Speaking of the ultimate form of discrimination, they divide us on race, religion, and then claim that they're conciliators and that they're going to bring us together because everybody's fighting. This is, again, the prison management model great game system that I talk so much about, not for lack of news, but because it's the key to everything. And then they have someone like an operative like Bernie Sanders say, white people don't know what it's like to be poor. So I'm announcing a contest today that is going to run through Friday. And again, it's a $1,000 contest. These big, long contests are great, but it just gets too confusing. It's a three-day contest. Friday will be announced in the end of the third hour by yours truly. A meme. It can be a image meme of Bernie Sanders. It can be a video clip of Bernie Sanders. It just has to have Infowars.com in it. And then basically play on this because he's fair game now saying white people don't know what it's like to be poor when there's 19 million white people in America well under the poverty line. And, I mean, it's just crazy. So also, white people don't know what it's like to be cold. Just put that quote. White people don't know what it's like to be fat. Show giant fat people. White people don't know what it's like to be drunk. White people don't know what it's like to be sad. It could be like a Dr. Seuss book. White people don't know what it's like to be in a war. White people don't know what it's like to be shot. White people don't know what it's like to be sick. White people don't know what it's like to die. Did you know they don't die? They're so privileged. It's an endless meme. Video. Short video. Or it can be a GIF. Or it can be an image with text with Infowars.com on it. And it's $1,000. We're going to start doing these every week. And then we're going to post it to Facebook, Twitter, you name it. This is about getting the people involved to fight back because this illustrates everything I'm talking about. It is so over the top. And this is what they actually teach. Remember Melissa Harris-Perry at MSNBC? They'd say, Paul Ryan's a hard worker. He'll get the borders open. They go, wait a minute. He's white. He's not a hard worker. That takes away from black slaves. And she would do that on every single subject, saying every word, every meaning, a bottle of water is racist. Just, everything is evil because people need to only know how to fight with each other, not how to be charming, not how to build things, not how to work. They are literally creating psychological mental illness and basket case behavior in the society. And then people think it's a value that they're a victim. Whites do it. Women do it. Blacks do it. Everybody does it. And you see it now everywhere, this victimology where everyone is like into being a victim and they'll make stuff up. I mean, I got to tell you, in my life and being involved with a lot of people, I am shocked by how many dishonorable weirdos there are who will literally just make stuff up out of whole cloth to make themselves a victim like they've given themselves a crown. This is how they're handicapping us. I'm not supposed to use that word either. This is how they're destroying men and women. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm supposed to say persons. I'm supposed to use all the words you say. This is massive, giant, huge, brainwashing, control freak behavior. Now, I want to go over a few other points first, because I did a little piece that I taped Sunday about Nancy Reagan's death that aired yesterday, where I apologized for hating Nancy Reagan. I never really said I hated her on air, because I realized that it was programming when I was growing up, where on Saturday Night Live and all over the news in Hollywood would just attack the Reagans. I mean, I always liked Ronald Reagan to a certain extent. I criticized some bad things and bad policies. But what I was saying is, compared to George Herbert Walker Bush or Bill Clinton or W or Obama, wow, look how much better an Eisenhower or a Reagan was. And Reagan, I know people that know him, a lot of folks that know him. He really cared about the country. He really meant well. Dr. Paul Craig Roberts knew him well, how honorable he is. He really wanted to help this country. And they say, oh, he was a communist. He was liberal when he was young, and he woke up to it. And, they shot him, folks. And Nancy hated the Bushes and carried a .38 on her and told people that I've talked to that she thought they had a hand in it. Well, of course. I mean, Hinckley's brother met with the Bushes the night before. Reagan was shot. So I want to be clear because I saw some comments on YouTube. Look, David Knight is saying Nancy Reagan's bad, but Alex Jones is, saying she was good. They need to get their story straight. We're not a cult, folks, like the Republicans or Democratic parties. I hire people that I think are smart, who I think are moral, who I think have good research and good compasses. And if they disagree with me on 10, 15% of things, and I can actually see their angle, then it helps me. Knight was saying, say no to her agenda, no to her policies, the fake war on drugs, and so many other things that she was a figurehead for. Remember the time she was in the 1980s? They go, well, her husband was bringing in drugs. I've talked to people involved. They kept Iran-Contra and the drug dealing and all of that compartmentalized with contractors. 99% of the CIA didn't know. And people always ask, how do they compartmentalize things? That's what they do, people. That's what the NSA, all of this has done. And it's claiming so spies can't get in and learn everything. Now, that's the cover. It has allowed endless corruption to breed underneath the floorboards, and it's a big problem. So I want to clarify, not change my view. Nancy Reagan had a lot of problems. I was talking about the psychology of all the attacks on her dressing nice or being a lady as bad by the feminists and other people. And I was just saying, see how hateful they are. And at the same time, Nancy Reagan, it's well known, treated little people, you know, helpers, maids, folks on elevators, really, really classy. Not talking people that knew her. She was super classy. But if you were a power broker, like the Bushes or some other group, and tried to push her around, she'd turn mean in a minute. And that's why the power elite hated her, because after they shot Reagan and he was kind of out of it, she was still there. Talking about co-White House, they always said Hillary was the co-president. She was probably the president. But you talk about a real co-president, it was Nancy Reagan. Reagan was listening to her more than anybody. That's how they make fun of Reagan and say she had psychics in there and stuff. Yeah, whatever. The point was, at least she was trying to figure out what was going on and said, you know, work with Russia, try to bring them down. And she did some bad gun stuff because her, you know, husband got shot and Brady got shot and they got in the emotion of the time. Point is, that's all been reversed. And here's the good news. This is on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com from Breitbart.com. ATF gun production more than doubled since Obama took office. 9 million firearms were built and sold in 2014. That's what I always explain. Resistance is victory. You have to put your will into action, and then everything else follows because there's universal rules. Because for every action, there is an opposite and equal reaction, or equal and opposite reaction. And that's Newtonian physics. Yeah, we just lay down and give up our free will and submit and just go along with all of this. We're going to break here in just 1 minute. Then we don't have any personal power. But when we see the attack come and we push back like weightlifting, then we get strong. If you just drop weights on somebody and they don't push back, it'll smother them, it'll crush them. But if you start pushing back, you'll get stronger. And so that which does not kill us only makes us stronger, to quote Nietzsche again. That's why they want to kill our will, kill our families, kill our will to resist, because if we actually start resisting, we'll build political and psychological and spiritual muscles that can then crush the globalist. So that's what this comes down to. Now, going to break, I want to play a short clip. We're going to come back and talk about this. David Knight's going to break it down. This Democrat operative on CNN saying the patriots, like Trump, want to put you in labor camps. And it's funny because they're the politically correct people in Europe and in the U.S. that want to arrest people for their speech and want to ban free speech. The State Department's come out and said anything that anybody finds offensive or hurtful, like a joke, it'll be harassment. You'll lose your job. You see, this is happening everywhere. They're getting us ready to arrest us or fire us for our speech. It's already happening in Europe. You can't criticize the radical Muslims that are running around killing people. More of that in the news today. So this is a key time where they're trying to bully us into submission and make us politically die and give in. Because that which does not kill us only makes us stronger. Let's go out to break with this sickening clip from the CNN pundit.
We began the day in the Democratic side with Hillary Clinton having a commanding lead. We end the day with her having a commanding lead. The Republican side, though, I think things have changed. It's looking much more like a two-man race, just Trump and Cruz.
It's a fine line between covering a candidate and amplifying a candidate, and I'm sorry, but yes, Donald Trump may be the Republican frontrunner. I still think we're giving him way too much attention in proportion to the other candidates who also had victories to celebrate tonight. And I'm worried when he institutes internment camps and suspends habeas, we'll all look back and feel pretty bad.
Jeffrey, you'll have to answer.
I'm speechless at that. I would just go on and say he talked about the Supreme Court. There's no accident there. Ted Cruz has been talking about this a lot. This goes right to the conservative base, and he is reemphasizing that tonight at some length. And secondly, just politically, the bandwagon continues to roll here. I mean, he's in fine shape, and on he goes, and on to Florida and Michigan.
I think Trump tonight proved my earlier point that he walks away with the better talking point. He said it, I won the two big ones, I think is how he put it, the two big ones. Ted Cruz won two states, he won two states, but all of our sort of nuancing about Ted Cruz's victory out of tonight, I think he has the clearly better talking point.
So you're saying in primaries, size matters?
I am so over all of this. Yes, come on, Chandra.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip. And you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
If you want to raise the next generation of patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Happening now. It will decide the fate of humanity. The time to choose sides has come. We are the resistance. We are the InfoWar.
Now, David Knight's coming up right after the break in about 10 minutes, but Buckley, who's here with me, my executive super assistant, you know, co-founder of InfoWars, I guess my legate, you could call him, he just made the best points about Trump and why the elite are against him and why he doesn't personally like him and his style and stuff, but he's for him. And he just crystallized it so much better than I could. And then we'll come back and talk more about this this individual on CNN, you know, claiming that the Patriots want to put you in FEMA camps for your speech when they're the ones actually establishing under Obama the emergency centers all over the country and the resettlement program. So, Buckley, you get in here for a few minutes and break all this down because you just crystallized it in just a few minutes. Buckley Hammond, get in here, brother.
All right. Hello, everybody. I'm Buckley Hammond. Some of you may or may not know me, but I've been around the InfoWar for quite a while. I helped Alex found it about 20 years ago. He's my cousin, and we love each other like brothers. And so we've been doing this for quite a long time, and this honestly has been one of the strangest years of my life, and I'm sure for a lot of people, just because of the political circumstance that we find ourselves in. I don't think anybody, maybe people that were watching Back to the Future, maybe follow that as a religion, might have thought that Trump was going to be a presidential candidate this time around. And I know that he's had some interest and some inklings and some aspirations to run before, but this time he really threw his hat into the ring and has gone wholeheartedly towards it. Alex and I were having a conversation earlier today about this subject, and it was... you know, we don't necessarily share the same views. I will say that at this point, I do believe that if I were to vote ideologically, I would probably vote for somebody like Gary Johnson. But, however, I know that the stakes are so super high, and it is utterly clear that at this point, Trump is definitely the best person for the job in the context of going against the New World Order and the globalists who are trying to enslave us all. With all their secret programs that are actually out in the open, but secret to most people because they're paying attention to things like the Kardashians and Kanye West most of the time. So basically, you know, I've never really had any affinity for Trump in the past. Everybody, I think there's a lot of people that are familiar with a lot of his dealings and his personality. And, you know, I was aware of what happened in Aberdeen, Scotland. You know, when his deal with the golf course kind of got sour, and some of the ways that he's treated other people in the past. You know, I was in Chicago when they built Trump Tower, and nobody liked that. Nobody liked that he built this big, huge tower in the middle of the city, got a bunch of tax credits for it, and slapped his name on it, et cetera. But, however, what it interests me and excites me about who he is right now is that he has... galvanized. He has literally galvanized the establishment to come after him. I mean, we're seeing people who have never, you know, people who would be at each other's throats under any other circumstance unite and come against him. And that to me is the primary reason why I think that he's honest and that he's not controlled. I mean, you see, the other irony is that, you know, I think the reason why he's doing so well is that the majority of people see him as an actual person, not as some, ironically, not as some political demagogue or a lifelong politician who has been spending their life crafting all their speeches and trying not to, you know, insult certain people, but yet put out dog whistles for other people and sort of, you know, navigate that world by being super cautious and having a very bland sort of perspective. You know, he gets out there and he's just honest and he's brusque, but he just tells it like it is. And so, Trump is really he's transmitting, he's exuding this honesty that people can see that is real, that he's not being controlled by other people, that he's not a puppet on a string. And so I think that's what actually, makes people really, really like him. And I think that's probably pretty obvious to everybody else out there. But that's the main reason why I think that he is in the majority right now. Now we're going to head back to David Knight, who's going to take over, And he's probably going to give you a lot more coverage on this, and we will proceed to let you know more about the InfoWar.
What's wrong? You don't like a small group of psychos hijacking your country? Well, become president of the United States and change it from the...
Never mind.
Three shots were fired at President Kennedy's motorcade in downtown Dallas. President Kennedy has been seriously wounded.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Secret 12, InfoWars Lights, vitamin B12 formulation. Most forms of vitamin B12 are highly processed and synthetic and could not be properly absorbed by the body. That's why for real results, so many are having to turn to painful B12 injections, which are known to have higher absorption rates. InfoWarsLife.com is excited to announce that we can bring you our most bioactive, powerful form of B12 that has been developed with our exclusive perfected process. Secret 12 is a binary of nutrimedical grade, bioavailable coenzyme forms of B12, methylcobalamin, the same kind used in B12 injections, and adenosylcobalamin. Secret 12 is simply taken by mouth, right on the tongue, and then swallowed. No needles, no injections. Don't take my word for it. Try it for yourself. Discover the secret. Secret 12. Secure your revolutionary Secret 12 formula right now at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139. InfoWars Life. Secret 12.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
The world is a dangerous place, not because of evil, but because of those who look on and do nothing. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Tuesday, March 8, 2016. I'm David Knight, your host, live in the studio. Alex will be joining us as well later in the broadcast. As we were listening to Alex and to Buckley talking in this last segment, I want to pick up where Buckley Hammond left off. You know, the question before us right now is, who is the true outsider? And that's what Buckley was talking about. He said, we've seen people come together who have been at each other's throats, and now they're uniting in common cause. What Donald Trump has done is he's exposed the phony two-party system, the phony left-right paradigm that we've been seeing from Fox News and CNN, the idea that Michael Bloomberg and Rupert Murdoch are on the opposite sides. No, they're all on the same side. When you look at things like the open borders, that's about importing workers. We look at these trade agreements, NAFTA, TPP, TTIP, that's about exporting jobs. So are we going to continue to import workers and export jobs? Are we going to continue to destroy our economy, to eliminate our sovereignty, to eliminate our borders? See, there's only one candidate that has opposed this, who has opposed this for 35 years. I don't want to say to people, you know, at the very beginning of this, I didn't see where Donald Trump had been on this for 35 years. What I saw was a lot of people who were fanatical in their support of Donald Trump. They liked him because of who he was. That scares me. I don't like to see people become fanatics for an individual, and I don't care who it is. And we see this with every candidate, essentially, to some degree or the other. We saw it big time from Obama. It scared me a lot. We're seeing it to some degree for Donald Trump. It scared me very much. But there are some real reasons to support Donald Trump, and we saw this with the health care program that he released last year, which has absolutely been ignored by the conservative media. Nobody talked about it at the debate. Instead, what we had was a PowerPoint presentation attacking Trump by Fox News. How's that for moderators? Fox News, do you have any idea what moderators are supposed to be about? They're supposed to be moderate. That means they're supposed to be unbiased. They're supposed to ask questions and let people answer, let the voters decide. That's what Fox News always portrays itself as. But we have seen that they have become part of the problem in a big way. Take a look at this, for example. We got Michael Bloomberg, who now says he won't enter the presidential race. He wanted to get in just in case Hillary Clinton didn't get in. I guess he feels that Hillary is going to make it, so he doesn't really need to worry about it. And, of course, it looks like she's going to get a lot of help from Fox News as well. We've already seen that Rupert Murdoch has gone into the max personally for Hillary Clinton, attending a $2,700 fundraiser for her. That's the max that he can give as an individual. But there's no limit to what Fox News can do for her as a news network and propaganda. See, they can slant things quite a bit. What we have is Fox News and the conservative hen house, okay? That's what's really going on here. Judge Napolitano pointed out that maybe, you know, Hillary's not going to make it. He said there might be a grand jury indictment of her pretty soon, and he pointed out the fact, and here's the key thing. When we see that they grant immunity to somebody further down, that means a couple of things to an experienced judge like Judge Napolitano. We also have someone else weighing in on this. This is a story from New American. This is also a U.S. attorney for the District of Colorado pointed out the same thing, was quoted by the Washington Times, that both of them are saying when you've got someone who's been granted immunity, that can only be done by a federal judge, and he would only do that to elicit testimony before a grand jury. So Napolitano says we know a grand jury is sitting. Prosecutors are working on this. They want to indict someone. Now, you always get somebody at the bottom of the ladder to turn on somebody higher up when you're trying to get a conviction of somebody higher up. Who would that be? Well, we don't really know. But he asks this question. He says, who was present when the conspiracy was hatched? When the conspiracy was hatched, understand? What conspiracy? Well, the conspiracy in the office of the Secretary of State. The conspiracy to divert national security secrets from a secure venue to a non-secure venue. You understand? That's the crux of the issue. There was a conspiracy set up at the very beginning to divert top secret and above top secret documents from a secure venue to Hillary Clinton's non-secure venue. And, of course, we have now seen so many documents that have been exposed as being a secret. As I point out, some of these documents, whether or not they had the classification on them or not, are born secret because of who's involved in the conversations. And she would know that as a Secretary of State. She knows that if she's talking to foreign heads of state, those are secret, sensitive documents. In many cases, we've seen where Hillary Clinton has had her assistants remove the classification on documents so that they could then transmit them without being harassed by people who were not in on the game, people who actually thought that they were trying to work to maintain national security. So we've seen that, and now we see that they're moving forward. So that looks like they're going to indict somebody, if not Hillary Clinton, somebody perhaps very close to her. Nevertheless, we have the Fox News that is supposedly guarding the conservative hen house, saying, and this is Brett Baer, they had a town hall last night, and they're making friends with Hillary Clinton, big time. She hasn't been on for a long time, but he's coming out and saying, well, you know, there's some Republicans who could back Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump. Well, let's be a little bit more accurate. There are some establishment leader Republicans who will back Hillary Clinton over Donald Trump. And why? Why are they coming together, as Buckley said in the last segment? Well, it's because the one thing that matters to them is the one thing that matters to Donald Trump that they are at loggerheads with. And that is, we're not going to allow the sovereignty of this country to be destroyed, and we're not going to allow our economy to be managed by a foreign commission. And that's precisely what is going to be set up by the TPP, by the TTIP. Senator Sessions, who was the only one who took the time to read and study this and give a presentation to the Congress about this, has pointed out that this is a living agreement. As bad as it is, it can be changed at will by an international commission. They will take a look at this. They will adjust our trade as they see fit. So this is not free trade. Stop with the free trade. This is not free trade. This is managed trade. NAFTA was managed trade. It was managed to our disadvantage. And again, we pointed this out on the nightly news. If you go back and you look at the trade deficits with Mexico, for example, it was positive some years. Some years it was negative. We had a deficit with them. But it was always very small, $2 to $5 billion a year. As soon as they passed NAFTA, it jumped to a $15 billion deficit. And it has expanded since then. And we have a nearly $60 billion deficit this last year. And what we have seen is a loss of a million jobs and about $1 trillion to Mexico alone. Same thing with Canada. The same thing is going to happen if we do the TPP and the TTIP, but it will be global. It won't just be between these other two countries. So when Brett Baer says some Republicans could back Hillary Clinton, yeah, that's absolutely true. And they point out that she's stayed away from Fox News since 2014 when she went on there to promote her book. But now things are all cozy between Fox News and Hillary Clinton. And it's interesting when they talk about what happened last night. They say, well, they just wanted to play nice with them on the town hall, and they all left, and everything was really cozy. This article from the New York Times says Fox News Forum may signal a thaw between the Democrats and the network. And they point out, they say, Brett Baer said, well, I don't want to come in with a fire torch, he said. Well, they sure came in with a fire torch on the Republican debate. As I point out, they had a PowerPoint presentation, literally had a PowerPoint presentation prepared, played a negative ad from Mr. Nice Guy, John Kasich, okay? Yeah, Mr. Nice Guy. They had all that set up. They didn't do that to any other candidate. So they came in with a fire torch. That's why Donald Trump said the kind of stuff he did about Megyn Kelly having blood coming out of her eyes. And then Mr. Baer says after the town hall last night, he said the candidates were very happy. Hillary said she was pleased. She said she'll come back. Mission accomplished. You now have access. Isn't that important? You now have access. You're playing friendly with them. You're trashing the one person who is the opponent of the establishment. You know, we had an op-ed piece this weekend on InfoWars. It was written by an 80-year-old, and we reposted it on our site. And the person said, I don't know if it's male or female, the person said, you know, it's kind of like when you got a plumbing problem, I think was the analogy, and you called one person after the other to come fix the problem. They charge you, but they don't fix the problem. Now a guy comes, and he can fix the problem, and we don't care what his hair looks like. We don't care if he's smelly. We don't care about his language. We don't care if he's got a butt crack when he bends over to fix the plumbing, okay? We want somebody to fix the job. We have told the Republicans repeatedly to fix the job, and they have continually said they're not going to do it. After they tell us they will do it, after we hire them, after they give us the bill, they say, well, we couldn't fix it. And, you know, while the Republicans are moving that way, we see that Democrats are moving towards Trump. So what you see here is you see grassroots Democrats moving towards Trump while the Republican establishment moves towards Hillary Clinton. What does that tell you? What does that tell you? Of course, we had this story reported on it last week. Jim Webb, who ran briefly for the Democrat nomination and who also briefly flirted with an independent bid before deciding against it, said last Friday that he was not inspired by Hillary Clinton. He said, I would not vote for Hillary Clinton, he said on MSNBC's Morning Joe. He said, if you're voting for Donald Trump, you may get something very good or you might get something very bad. But if you're voting for Hillary Clinton, you're going to be getting the same thing. Because TPP, TTIP are NAFTA repeated and enlarged to a global scale. You know, we've had these people who have written these treaties to rewrite our boundaries, to manage our economy for us with this commission that's going to be created. And now they think they can pick our president as well. Nothing makes me more angry than to see all of these foreign leaders complaining about our candidates. It's none of their business, okay? And we need to just shove this down their throats and tell them we're not going to have this anymore. We're going to have a country, we're going to have an economy, we're going to have jobs, and we're going to do it with or without the Republican Party, folks. If they're going to play this game, it's about time for us to create a different party. We can have another kind of reform party. We can have a libertarian party. We need to do something. If Donald Trump doesn't run as a third party, everybody needs to bolt and vote for the libertarians. Get Gary Johnson in. Get John McAfee, who I hope is the nominee this time. Vote for him. Get him in. Do something different. Throw these guys out. This needs to be either a hostile takeover of the GOP or a hostile takedown of the GOP is what's needed. Now, Webb's former senior strategist said as a Jim Webb Democrat, and I've called myself that before, I've never been more proud of the boy. And I say good for him, too. He's a real honest guy, the kind of guy that you don't see too many of in politics. He's the guy I'd like to say for Donald Trump's running mate, quite frankly. Get some independence away, you know, get away from the GOP. Get away from the people who have betrayed us so many times. And again, this is where what it comes down to. This is what people have to decide right now. Who is the real deal? Who is the real outsider? Is it Donald Trump or is it Ted Cruz? Because Marco Rubio has totally collapsed. That's one of the things I think is a takeaway from looking at this last weekend. And also, look at what happened. I think this was, yeah, this was last night. This was tweeted out. Let me look at the date on this. This was, yesterday. Marco Rubio went to Tampa, Florida, where he is a senator. Florida, where he's a senator. He went to the Tampa Bay Convention Center. I used to live in Tampa. That is a huge convention center. They made it even larger than it was when I was there. They expected over 5,000 people. They had a crowd of 300. So what they did was they closed up the walls. They made put everybody in one collapsible room, he says, about the size of a hotel lobby. One guy tweeted this out. You know, they've got a picture there of Marco Rubio really short. You know what? It's not about his height. It's about his stature. He doesn't have any. And he doesn't have any support left. But the real issue, because we all know where Rubio is coming from. We all know that Rubio is the boy for the establishment. No doubt about it. They've all closed ranks behind him. Very, very clear that's the guy that the establishment wants, that the GOP establishment wants. He pushed amnesty as soon as he got elected. He ran as a Tea Party conservative, but then he joined with the Democrats, with the GOP establishment, because look, there is no difference between the Democrats and the GOP establishment. You need to understand that. You need to understand that from the top, there is no difference. And he pushed amnesty. Donald Trump, where did Donald Trump start? Well, Donald Trump started with the border issue, with the open borders, with immigration. And of course, they pushed back against him, calling him a racist. And that's what all this KKK stuff is about, folks. They want to say that anybody that opposes their agenda is a racist, a xenophobe, a homophobic, or whatever. You know, the kind of stuff that Chelsea Clinton was selling last week to a crowd of 75. We need to be able to see through these games, and we need to be able to see who is behind, who are behind these people. What is their true agenda? I don't think that Ted Cruz is the outsider. I think Ted Cruz is the stealth insider. I think Marco Rubio has been the stalking horse. And I think he's been covering up for Ted Cruz. Ted Cruz has presented himself to people as a libertarian, saying Ed Snowden was a hero. We need to stop this kind of dragnet surveillance. Now he's calling Ed Snowden a traitor, says he should be executed. And we see that he's presented himself as somebody who's outside, who's not a tool of the establishment. And yet, he's got a network of wealthy donors. This is an article from Politico a couple of months ago. And it's gotten worse since then. They said wealthy investors shot skeet with Senator Ted Cruz in Park City, Utah, earlier in the month. Conservative lawyers gathered in a clubby Washington restaurant. And on Monday, a billionaire tech entrepreneur, Darwin Deason, and five other wealthy Texans announced they were coming aboard his campaign. Okay, with all of his bashing of billionaire Republican donors who actively despise our base, the anti-establishment senator from Texas is being bolstered by his own robust base of wealthy contributors. And they point out that he's been raising millions from grassroots supporters, but also has a substantial network of rich backers. Yes, he is one of the biggest ones with that. And why? Why? Because they know he will support their trade agreements. That is what they have to get through this time. Last time, it was health care. So they gave us two candidates, Obama and Romney. Romney had already done their bidding in Massachusetts. They had created the template for Obamacare, he and Ted Kennedy. They called it Romney Care. It had the mandates. It had everything in it. So regardless of what you did as far as the rest of the issues, they were going to shove through Obamacare. This time, the objective is to get through the major steps of globalization, of consolidation globally, and that is the trade treaties, the climate treaties, and keeping the borders open. And on that, we have seen where Ted Cruz has been. We have seen that he has pushed repeatedly for free trade, that he voted for the TPA, the Trade Promotion Authority, which shuts down the constitutional process for approving treaties so they could ram this through. How's that for a constitutionalist? Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
For all of recorded history, civilizations around the world praised the health benefits of silver. At InfoWars Life, our mission is to bring you the highest quality, purest, cleanest, effective colloidal silver on the market today for the lowest price available. Now, InfoWarsLife.com has taken colloidal silver to the next level using a cutting-edge technique that is free of toxic artificial additives. InfoWarsLife.com developed a silver bullet by closely working with one of the top silver manufacturing labs in the United States. We set out to bring you the very best at the lowest price. Find out more about the proprietary development of Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. In these times, it's essential to have high-quality colloidal silver on hand. No survival chest is complete without Silver Bullet. Exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Secure your Silver Bullet today at InfoWarsLife.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139.
This is not an offering to sell a franchise. Franchise offerings are made through the franchise disclosure document.
Are you one of the 70% of Americans who hate their jobs? Do you wish you could work for yourself but don't know what to do? Then we have a proven solution for you, a Budget Blinds franchise opportunity. Our franchise owners enjoy freedom and flexibility, as well as the unlimited income potential of owning their own home-based business. And right now you have the opportunity to join our low-investment franchise network. Budget Blinds has been an established name for over 20 years. When you join our franchise, you get all the benefits of a well-known national brand, plus the added benefit of nearly $10 million in marketing to help drive customers to you. Don't wait another year to make a change. Transform your career and enjoy a flexible lifestyle by owning your own successful business. Call Budget Blinds today. But hurry, franchise opportunities in this area are limited. Call 1-800-215-3334. That's 1-800-215-3334. 1-800-215-3334.
Thank you.
to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to have a pastor who has who met with Donald Trump at the end of last year. There's a group of black pastors who met with him. Pastor Mark Burns, he's going to be talking to us. We're going to ask him if he's concerned about the charges of racism for Donald Trump, because this is something that the establishment continues to hammer. And we've seen the GOP establishment, much to their shame, Mark McConnell, as well as Paul Ryan, continue this for days and days after Donald Trump shot this down. You can't help who endorses you. And he disavowed the KKK endorsement, and nobody is talking about the fact that he's been endorsed by Louis Farrakhan as well. I mean, he's got a broad range of support, and that's what we're going to talk about here in just a moment, the fact that Democrats at the grassroots level are moving towards Trump as well as Ross Perot independents, while the GOP establishment consolidates with the Democrats and the Democrat establishment to oppose him. Before we go back to the news, I just want to let you know about a flash sale that is going to be ending today. This is Silver Bullet, our 30 parts per million colloidal silver, three times stronger than most colloidal silver that is out there right now. An unprecedented 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com, and that sale will end today. That's Silver Bullet for 50% off at InfoWars.com, InfoWarsLife.com. Of course, you can find the link at InfoWars.com as well. It's a great time to stock up because this is not going to go bad on you. This is colloidal silver. It kills bacteria, so it's not going to disintegrate on you. Now's the time to stock up while we've got this flash sale, and it is going to end today. Again, 50% off Silver Bullet at InfoWarsLife.com. I talked about Jim Webb when he was on MSNBC, where he said he wasn't thrilled with Hillary Clinton, that he would consider voting for Donald Trump. Let's play that clip real quickly here.
I'm not supporting anybody right now.
Would you vote for Hillary Clinton?
No, I would not vote for Hillary Clinton.
Mm. Would you vote for Donald Trump?
I'm not sure yet. I don't know who I'm going to vote for.
No. But not Hillary Clinton.
No, I don't. And this is nothing personal about Hillary Clinton, but I think the reason that Donald Trump is getting so much support right now is not because of the, you know, racists, et cetera, et cetera. It's because people are seeing him, a certain group of people are seeing him as the only one who has the courage to step forward and say, we've got to clean out the stables of the American governmental system right now. We've got to make it work. And if you're voting for Donald Trump, you may get something very good or very bad. If you're voting for Hillary Clinton, you're going to be getting the same thing. Do you want the same thing? You know, 6% of the people in the country maybe want the same thing.
And again, that is Jim Webb, and he was a senator from Virginia as a Democrat. He also was, I think it was Secretary of Navy under Ronald Reagan. He was somebody who in the Democrat debate said, hey, we've got a lot of people up here on the stage who are pushing gun control, and they have an army of people guarding them. Okay, he said that at the Democrat debate. He's a good guy. He's straight up. He's honest. I don't agree with him on all things, just as like I don't agree with Donald Trump on all things. You know, when we had that clip not too long ago, we had the person that we played talking about, well, you know, Donald Trump is going to be bringing in retention camps. And okay, where were you when the NDAA was signed? Of course, that person was Sally Cohn with the Daily Beast. She said, yeah, they're going to put us in internment camps. Okay, yeah, that's something we should really be concerned about. When we allow the government to do indefinite detention without trial, indefinite detention by the military without trial, without due process, that was something that was signed by her hero, Obama, midnight, New Year's Eve. He said, don't worry, I won't do it. And we said, whether or not he will do it, there may be a president who will. You should be concerned about that. You should go back to the Constitution that protects individual liberty, because we don't want a dictator of any kind of stripe. That's the way you stop it. When we come back, we'll talk about torture as well. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.